I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 21. Coming up, Prime Minister tables new anti-crime bill, $100 million allocated for road patching in four parishes, and DCS officers to get tactical specialized training. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security plan. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has tabled a bill in Parliament geared at significantly impacting the national crime rate. The bill, entitled the Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017, seeks to establish the legal framework in which the Prime Minister, acting on the advice of the National Security Council, may declare any high crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations and community development measures. Mr. Holness says this legislation is designed to give effect to a well-established and practiced security and community building strategy termed CLARE, Hold, Build, under which the security forces saturate select communities and displace criminal elements, maintain a sustainable level of presence and control over the area, and build lasting relationships with residents.
I believe that in this bill we have struck the right balance of resolute policing with respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. I urge its quick passage so that we may save innocent Jamaicans from being deprived of their right to life and the enabling freedoms to enjoy it.
Prime Minister Holness was making his contribution to the budget debate on Tuesday. Just under $100 million is being spent by the National Works Agency, NWA, to repair several roadways in St. Catherine, Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Thomas. The program started last week and targets just under 36,000 square meters of road. Manager, Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says 16 corridors in St. Catherine will benefit under this round of patching.
We have over 60 road sections that we are targeting for patching, and this is going to be done over the next 3 weeks. We have some of the major corridors that we're targeting, recognizing that the condition that persons have had to operate under is uncomfortable, and we want to bring some amount of comfort to our traveling public.
Mr. Shaw says completion of works within the three-week time frame is subject to favorable weather conditions. The Kingston Public Hospital, KPH, is moving towards reducing overcrowding and having less inpatient days by improving access to minimally invasive surgery, MIS. MIS is a technique where surgeries are done through small openings, often resulting in less pain and quicker recovery time for patients. Senior medical officer at the facility, Dr. Natalie Wiley, says the country will benefit more when persons are able to recuperate faster as a result of MIS.
The benefit to the patient is that they don't have to be admitted to the wards, or even if it is that they have to be admitted, the time of admission post-surgical procedure is less and their recovery time is reduced. So that is one of our strategies going forward.
Dr. Wiley says the benefits of MIS add up, as within 2 to 3 days of surgery, patients are almost completely self-caring and independent. And 20 officers from the Department of Correctional Services, DCS, will be getting specialized tactical training to improve security in the prisons. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the officers will be trained in defensive tactics, restraining, use of force, cell extraction, and inmate transport drill.
That will boost the capacity so that we're not only in a situation where we are demanding higher standards and higher quality of service, but that we are giving the officers the training and enhancing their capacity to provide that service to Jamaica.
Two DCS officers will be going overseas in April to be trained as polygraphists. There will also be separate training for the perimeter team and the team that interacts with the inmates to ensure accountability. 10 police officers have been assigned to work with the DCS to reinforce security in correctional facilities across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.